picked up a great beat on your supercar stereo, Jazz.
You dig it, huh, Spike? Well, let me ramp up the decibels for you.
You know, it's just good to see that, you know, that there's more than just old creeping men in their basements.
I would have waited an eternity for this.
Kara might have rushed the production of Thundercracker to get it out before Christmas.
Kara's just trying to beat everyone to the punch now.
Frankly, I think I'm going to end up buying this.
This figure's not overly complicated in design.
Has the toy version got a different head sculpt?
Isn't there a captain of the Lost Lamppost?
He's co-captain. He's co-captain.
Yeah, especially considering it costs so much.
Let's get down to business, shall we? This Hangout on Air is live. That means that it's time to welcome people to Off the Shelf. This is the voice of Transformers Collectors Club Australia. We are recording episode 96. We're inching ever closer to that ever elusive episode 100. I say elusive, but like it's coming up in four episodes. It's not going to get away from us. We are recording live on February, is it the 17th? It's not February 17th, is it? Is it February 17th?
February
18th.
It's February the 18th. Yep. Someone didn't update the run sheet, so that's fine. We're recording live on February 18th, 2017. I'm your host, Jason. Joining me tonight, we have Max coming to us from South Australia. How are you doing, Max?
Well, thank you, Jason. Yeah, he's holding up, just eagerly awaiting Toy Fair news tomorrow morning.
Well, we've got some Toy Fair news that we're going to go through on the show tonight, today, whichever, whenever you're listening to this episode, we're going to go through it. And joining us as a special guest for the first time, hopefully not the last time, we've got Kieran coming to us from Canberra. Kieran, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce your surname because I've actually realized, despite knowing you for about a year and a half, I've never actually tried.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't try and flick that on anyone. Kieran Ross Toysher in the group. I'm actually coming from recently storm ravaged Wollongong.
Yes, this is true. Actually, sorry, I said you are the ACT rep, but you're slightly removed from the ACT. You've managed to actually get out. You've gotten out.
He's an expat. Yeah.
Successfully.
Yes.
So TCCA does have a foothold in Wollongong now. And
we'll be representing at the is it the Gong Comic Con or something like that? There's a Wollongong Comic Con coming up.
I'm actually just going to call it Gong Kong.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
because like it seems like if I say that fast enough, I'll get it wrong and it'll be embarrassing, but that's fine.
sounds like a much better name.
So Kieran, we've had you around the group for a long time now, but we haven't actually had you on the podcast before. So first of all, sorry, but maybe this is the getting to know you segment of the podcast where we tell people what we've been doing for the last week or so. Do you want to tell us what you've been doing for the last 30 years?
Give or take. Well, it has in those 30 years it has been interspersed with periods of collecting Transformers.
Those are the parts we care about tonight.
I thought that might be. So I've been a member of the club for just over 18 months on one of trips over to Singapore where a mutual friend introduced us, you and me, Jason. And one of the first things you did was take my phone out of my hand and add me to the group.
I had actually forgotten about that.
It was a pretty busy day. And the group has been a significant cause of wallet stress in those subsequent 18 months. So
it's quite true, isn't it?
With the buying and selling and chatting and toy envy, it has been great connecting with collectors across Australia because I think like a lot of other people who collect, you often don't know other adult collectors and it can be a little solitary when you don't know other collectors. So, finding out about the group and actually meeting up with members over that time has been fantastic.
That's good. I'm glad. I always like to hear that the club and the group is actually, you know, helping people to connect. That's kind of the reason it's there, right?
Yeah, I think you've been doing a fantastic job.
It's It's a shared love of all of these toys that we collect.
Yes, indeed, indeed.
Yeah. So we'll move on to some news shortly. Max, what have you been up to this week?
Nothing too much. Getting into a swing of things of year 12. Got around to watching Shin Godzilla, which was friggin' incredible. But yeah, other than that, not much.
All right. I do see later on in the show when we talk about recent acquisitions, you've got rather a major one to talk about. So,
he's delightful.
All right, I'm going to breeze very quickly through the club and community news. This is usually the part where we get Brad to read this part, but I'm just going to bang this out. This week, the paid member count for the club is at 154 members, doing fairly well for The membership expires at the end of the financial year, and then we'll begin again next year. And the Facebook member count has blown through 2,100 members, and we're currently at 2,152. So that's also doing quite well. Now, we are nearing a birthday for the podcast. It's not quite an episode for every week, but we are a couple of years old for the podcast, and we have been doing this for quite a while. Thank you if you've been listening for that long, or if you've been listening for the last week, it doesn't matter. If you've downloaded any of our episodes, then thank you very much. And if you've downloaded this one and you're listening, that's great. So we're going to be looking at the podcast in the next couple of weeks at what happens when we get to podcast number 100. And there's a few changes in store, but yeah, we'll bring those to you in a couple of weeks. For now, I think it's about time that we actually get to the news. We're going to move swiftly on and get to the news. Straight into news.
Hasbro news.
That will take us into some news.
What news comes from by yonder?
This week's been a pretty big news story for things that are coming up from Hasbro and subsequently also Takara for the next probably 6 months or so, I guess. Actually, it's probably a little bit longer than that. We've got reveals. It's Toy Fair. Toy Fair is this weekend. So we've had a couple of products revealed in the lead up to Toy Fair, and there are further reveals happening right now on the Toy Fair floor. It's pretty exciting. But the big one for this week is this guy, Trypticon. The eventual reveal, it's taken a while, of the, I'm going to say second, no, actually, he's probably the third Titan class figure, because I guess Fort Max counts, but Devastator.
It's a new mold.
Yes, he's a new mold of a Titan class figure. And he's very reminiscent of the G1 look, but he's super detailed because he's super large. And he's got all these sorts of bits that attach onto him. Now, this got revealed with a single shot posted to the Hasbro Instagram earlier this week, which was very quickly taken down. But the genie was out of the bottle by then, and so we've got some very quick follow-ups. IGN has posted these images showing a bit more detail on the guy, and you can see all sorts of different modes for him. There's a rather large spread out base. Now, the base mode, I think, was something that we actually saw detailed previously as a
we saw a little close-up shots showing how it interacted with the Titan Masters.
Yeah. And I'm just looking at that now, like that door in the middle of this shot is actually very reminiscent of that leak, but it's green on the finished product instead of the gray that we saw originally. So yeah, there's lots of stuff that this guy can do. He's got kind of a stumpy tail, but maybe
that
isn't
it. That is a major point of contention I've been seeing. I mean, there's a chance it might fold out, like given a couple of those discs you can see there.
It sort of looks like it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, if you kind of flip the top bit up, hopefully a little.
I mean, yeah, this is a resin prototype, so maybe, you know, it's a bit too fragile for them to completely transform it.
I gotta say So the controversy over whether or not his tail extends fully just screams third party upgrade opportunity to me.
Yeah, Perfect Effects are scratching notes for it.
Mm-hmm. It's the whole Fort Max sword thing again, you know, and chances are Takara will give him a tail.
Could be. So straight up, this guy was kind of revealed in a bit of a rush this week. What's your take, Max? Have you ordered him?
No, I haven't ordered him. Like, I would love to because he looks really nice. It's just a matter of space. You know, having Fort Knox, I don't think I can fit this guy in anywhere, which is a shame because, you know, just from looking at him here, I think I'm leaning towards thinking that he's the better of the three city bots that we've had revealed.
So, well, he's certainly the most recent of the city bots.
Yeah, but he looks like he does just about everything you'd want him to. That little full tilt deluxe figure he comes with looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of reminiscent of Combiner Wars Scrapper.
Is full tilt a headmaster in this?
Yeah, looks like it. And so, yeah, so he's a deluxe figure and he's got a Titan Master from a product listing. So,
where's
the, they've still got to fit in a gimmick somewhere.
That is that him? That's full tilt.
Yeah, I think so.
Deluxe there.
Yeah, he looks like he looks like he's got a sort of a typical headmaster.
I think if you go down to the schematics, I'm pretty sure in the top, in one of the top right. There we are. In top right.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that looks like. Or he's called Wipeout.
Am I the only one who's seeing Tailgate in that headmaster design?
No, I see it.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I'm genuinely surprised how close to the original Triptychon he is, given how much both Fort Max and Metroplex moved away from their original designs, and that he is so faithful to it. I was expecting something more like the American, like 1990s Godzilla. sleek, long lizard, dynamic lizard, rather than the lumbering Godzilla-esque design that we all love.
No, I mean, I've seen it in person, and this is very reminiscent. So, you know, kudos to them for having the balls to go right out and basically just replicating that.
Yeah, I was just wondering how close the base mode is, or, you know, how close the transformation is to actually to get him from one mode to another.
Because the bases look fairly accurate.
Yeah, I think it's just lime on his back and fold the legs open.
It looks sort of like that, doesn't it?
Looks like he splits apart. If you look in the sort of fold or splayed out base mode, you can see where those discs have been separated and formed the joints on his legs. It's between the three city modes that we've had so far. I honestly think this looks like the best base because it's sort of, it's the least conventional, but it looks more like a whole military. It looks more.
Yeah, it actually looks more.
I think having a big glass canopy across the middle works really well.
Yeah, that's quite true.
It gives the illusion of it being full of space, even if it isn't actually.
It'll be interesting to see how playable it is with things like the Soundwave base mode.
I believe they can connect as well to
the other bases, or is
I don't think Metroplex connects, but Fort Max connects to all the leaders, so you should be able to shove this guy in as well. You can probably fudge Metroplex in there somewhere, but yeah, if you look on
where just those stacks on,
yeah,
it's just melting down and dripping over the top. You so see where it's displayed out? You can see the connector tabs like on the very end where the legs are splayed out in the base mode.
Yeah, I see. So, hey, so he's gone up for pre-order already, which I believe might be one of the first places to offer him for pre-order on the planet.
Yeah, I think we've got him first.
Yeah, it looks like we might get him first as well, sort of the same as we ended up with Devastator and with Fort Max last year. Now, so, Kieran, are you going to get this Triptychon? Are you going to pre-order it?
I have already jumped. I saw Max's post about it earlier this morning, and I jumped straight away and got on and pre-ordered it. Just having seen the difference in the prices, like
160. From, Christ.
Yeah, just seeing the difference in prices. Yeah, it's just a, yeah, kind of too good to miss, I think. And I haven't
considering
seen
it he's cheaper twice. Than the G1 reissue.
Yeah, well, I got the $70 reissue. I'm actually going to be paying as much for this Trypticon as I did for the Master Made one, which I also have. The super deformed.
Oh, that's cool. Man.
Yes, I do actually have that one right here, and
that thing is just incredible.
Hold on it's a second. So awesome. Let me just switch the camera back over to you, and there we go. He's great. That little Trypticon is so cool.
And yeah. His transformation, I dare say, is probably exactly the same as the big Trypticon and the original Trypticon. Just lie him down, fold him out. I was surprised at how simple the transformation was.
Yeah.
But still a lot of fun.
I've held that one in hand, and it's a heavy little bastard.
Oh, he's got the die-cast feet. I think it's a master-made thing, is that they don't want their toys to fall over. They are firmly planted on the ground.
Well, I should hope so, given those massive heads.
Yeah, true. So I'll just say straight up, I haven't pre-ordered him. I'm probably not going to pre-order him, because every time these guys come out, they end up shell-forming for ages. And I also suspect that there might end up being an SDCC version of him.
I'm not above getting two of them.
clearly not. You've already got another one.
And I also have the Planet X one on pre-order. I may have a Trypticon problem. Yes, space being the problem.
Well, army builds Sharkticons, Kieran army builds Trypticons.
It's a thing now. It's a thing.
If you get away with it, you may as well, right? I'm not gonna pre-order him. I may go back on that and I may actually pre-order him, but we'll see. But yeah, no, I'm anticipating there'll be an SCCC version that I might go for. Or if he comes out here and ends up on sale in toy sales, I might go for him then.
I would desperately love if they did an SDCC, is it Gigatron? Which is the, I think it was one of the Japanese characters, repaints of the original Trypticon, but they haven't been doing any of the repaints, like Brave Max or anything like that with the others, but I think that'd be the best
strange.
Option.
Mm. You know, you'd think with SDCC or something, they'd do, you know, G2 Devastator or Grand Maximus, but no, it's just so-and-so shiny colors.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a shame.
Well,
add sword.
I suspect that they can't really do that much different with them for the SDCC version. I mean, you can't reach all an entire production run. You know, it's easier to take parts and, you know, apply chrome to them or something for a limited number instead of going, right, we're going to change all of the colors for this, because that takes time.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess the thing is they'd probably be able to sell those figures as well, is what they need to realize. Like, there are people who will buy, you know, a yellow, orange, and a green Devastator, because that's just what people want.
Yeah, this is true.
Don't forget the Diaclone multicolor.
I think that's more what they do for the Masterpiece line though these days.
I thought we don't talk about Diaclone Devastator.
Oh, that's a rule. Okay.
No. We'll definitely talk about Diaclone Devastator. If you can get one,
you get a whole podcast to yourself to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on. Trypticon is we don't actually know exactly when he's coming. We're hoping that he's going to be here. Maybe it's going to be the same thing as with Devastator a couple of years ago, where he'll be here, but he'll be in limited numbers for the toy sales in the middle of the year. Or he might just come out in general release. Premium's pre-order says October, November, but that will be coming from the States, so we expect their release to be a little bit after ours.
He'll be out in time for Christmas.
Yeah. Either way, he'll be here for Christmas, right? Let's have a look.
In February.
Yeah, we say that. Let's have a look. So this is an image that was tweeted by Hasbro of their stand at Toy Fair showing. Showing setup going underway. And so you can actually see Trypticon is there for realsies on the stand, and you also get a good sort of a relative size comparison of him against some of the other figures there as well. You can see I think that's Trigger Happy standing in front of him on the platform. So that's actually Trypticon's base mode as well in front of him. So we're actually looking at two Trypticons. Someone pointed out that he is standing on Fort Max's sword from last SDCC as well.
Is this he's standing on a broken sword. That's a neat little thing that got there.
Yeah. So you can see the top of Perceptor there as well.
Is that Black Shadow beside Perceptor?
We got the tank in front of Perceptor. That's half of Black Shadow. You can see his robot mode standing over on the base mode Trypticon.
It's always interesting trying to find perspective in these images, because there's so much to look at in it, and it's such a low quality image.
I was gonna say, I'm looking at a lot of pixels. I'm not really seeing much else.
Yeah, right. So the purple robot down next to Trypticon's foot, is that his deluxe figure?
Yeah, that's Full Tilt. I'm hoping that that's not the final cut. There's two paint apps on the entire figure.
It does look like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit concerning.
Hopefully unfinished. Trypticon is also holding, is that a Bumblebee?
Yeah, that's a New Legends one they just put out. I was confused for a bit. It looked like a one-step Crash Combiner, but I think if you look at the shape of the shoulders and the feet, that's the New Legends one that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
Shell forming at a target near you.
So who are we looking at right at the bottom right of the picture here?
We've got Quake.
Is that Quake? Yeah, Quake.
Mm-hmm. He's coming in a forthcoming wave.
And Gnor is just above him.
There's two Gnors, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, Quake's just hitting now.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Black Shadow, got six shots jet mode up above the base.
Yes.
Robot six shot behind Trypticon. And then some new reveals along the walls.
Yeah, let's have a look at these guys. So first of all, you have to bear with me with the terrible quality of the image. If we zoom in on these here. So what are we looking at here? This is the stuff that's behind him on the shelf. We would expect to see some higher quality photos of these coming out in the coming days. It looks like we're looking at both Topspin and Twin Twist together here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like Twin Twist has solved the shoulder problem either. So he's still got the drills hanging over his back, which is very wrong.
You can get that from that blob of pixels. I'm super impressed.
I'm not familiar enough with the character. Where are they supposed to be?
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to look like this, with two drills sort of sticking up over his shoulders.
Okay, yep.
They've forgotten that on the deluxe, which is a shame, because that's basically the most iconic part of their character design.
So Twin Twist is already making his way out in current waves, isn't he?
I believe Topspin is. Twin Twist is the new one we're seeing here. I like that they've fully inverted the colours on these.
Yeah, I like that they share the palette.
A bit more teal than the traditional blue we get on them, but it does look really nice.
Mm-hmm. And so are they sharing a mould?
Yeah, they're Mold Brothers, and people are saying that this is going to be a new Misfire, like going off of the old mode that we see on Topspin, which I could definitely see happening.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else in this area that we can see?
It looks like a fallen over Windblade.
There's definitely the plane mode, and she's kind of like off kilter in bot mode, just above Twin Twist.
I'm not quite sure which Windblade this actually is, because it looks like very similar colours to the RID Deluxe, but it doesn't look... I mean, there's a few more splotches of black there. So I'm thinking maybe this is just the RID version in a bit of a more premium paint scheme for to go in a generations line. But my guess is as good as yours.
So you can sort of see half a jet in front there as well.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the rid jet wind blade.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was wondering if that's actually like an Armada Starscream repaint.
What of Red Windblade?
Yeah,
maybe. I mean, I guess we just got one a couple of years back, but I mean, they'll get whatever they can get. So, I mean, they're already redoing Legends Bumblebee, so.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Like Windblade is this character that has suddenly turned up in every line that's around, except for the movies. But
wait for it.
Yeah, right. She turned up in Generations in Thrilling 30, and then very quickly went to Robots in Disguise, and has stayed there as an important and useful member of the team in the show. And so it's a disconnect between the cartoon world versus the comics world, because she's such a major player in the comics, which is really what forms sort of the basis of the Generations line. So yeah, we've definitely been missing a Windblade for the last couple of years in this line.
Yeah, especially I'm hoping that if this is indeed brand new Generations Windblade, that they've improved over the last one, because
It could be the Windblade.
That was a very flawed figure.
Could it be the Windblade from the? Was it? Is it? There was an exclusive pack that had a transparent orange Alpha Trion. Was it Alpha? No.
Oh, was it the Titan Force? Was it?
Yeah, the Titan Force. Did they had a?
That was a redeck with the RID Deluxe. I mean, Warrior.
Yeah.
So, which
could be that one?
I've from the looks of things, is just about identical to the Generations version. But it's apparently a whole new mold.
So it was Sentinel Prime and Brainstorm pack as well.
So I can also see what looks like a Perceptor up the back of this.
In pack, yes.
Oh yes, he is in pack. I didn't even notice the pack around him. So that's one other blotchy area. There's a six shot.
Let's have the image in the background. Is that supposed to be like Scourge and
Skull Smasher?
Skull Smasher. Which bot do we think is in the background there? Is that supposed to be attacking Trypticon, or is that Fort Max?
I think we've seen this full poster before. It's basically Trypticon fighting Fort Max with all the little deluxes jumping.
Okay. I didn't know it was one we'd seen before.
I'm not sure if we have seen this before, because like Trypticon revealed is new, so maybe they've added Trypticon into it, because we've seen Fort Max on these posters before, but I don't think we've seen Trypticon.
Now this is part of their first bit of teasing for Trypticon, when they showed this photo of this picture of Fort Max, and had just a little glimpse of Trypticon on the far right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do remember there was a Trypticon is coming kind of thing. Yeah. Mm. Let's move over here. We're still stuck on this image that Hasbro's posted to their Twitter account, I think it was their Twitter. So this shelf up the back looks pretty interesting. There's been some controversy over what exactly we're looking at here. So let's start at the left. Max, what are you seeing here?
I'm seeing a quick switch, which from the sounds of things is base is the only thing which anyone can actually agree upon.
Mm-hmm. That sounds about right. So, Kieran, is Quick Switch a character that you're quite invested in?
Not in the least. but that doesn't mean I won't get him. I'm sure there were like third party Quick Switches that were on like massively reduced sales in the last 12 months that I kind of went, oh, it's on sale. No, I don't care.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah, but he looks good. And if they can bleed the six shot mold a little bit more, then you know, more power to them.
Is this guy actually a six shot repaint?
I'm pretty sure the third party version was just a retool. Right. Yes. So I think it would kind of make sense. I'm not that familiar with the character.
Yeah, he's got the same chest and shoulders. So
That's quite a shame, because I remember the G1 toy was very distinct. But I do own the G1 toy. Like, he's somewhere in my parents' house in Melbourne. And so Quick Switch himself actually does hold a little bit of a special place for me because I still have that toy. But I'm not sure whether that place is special enough to actually make me go out and buy one again.
But you wouldn't say no if someone bought one for you.
I never say no to Transformers as gifts. It's a policy. So, Max, are you interested in Quick Switch?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, I'll give him this much. He's got really nice color scheme, but I'm not sure if that's enough to warrant the apparent 5-pack that we're getting here.
The 5-pack.
On this shelf, this is supposed to be, people are saying that this is it's like Speed Force 5-pack, something like that, something to do with racing.
Okay. Interesting. All right, so let's talk about the other things that are on the shelf here. So we can see something that's obviously very similar to the G2 Prime Voyager mold. People are saying that it's not exactly that mold. However, I reckon if you look at the blowout in the image from the light that is shining on the figures next to it to the right and the backdrop, I think that excuses the color scheme. Like, to me, I think it might actually just be the G2 Prime, because we know that figure is not actually out or is just about to come out in the States.
I think he's been out in it's just in the Philippines or something like that, Malaysia.
We've got him here.
Oh, he's out? Yes.
Yeah.
He's out here, but he's not out in the States.
But, I mean, is that his alt mode just to the left above Trypticon's head?
I think so. That's
one of the tricks. There's still quite a bit of black in there. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they did, go for a Scourge, or some people have been saying Nemesis, Black Convoy. I'm not sure how different any of these characters are. I just know the names.
He might well just be Octane.
True. That seems like a reasonable suggestion.
It does seem to be an Autobot shelf, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot of stuff they could do from this mold.
There's two
Combat Hero Prime. Yeah.
Hmm.
And I think a lot of these primes have very similar colors, like these prime repaints. So, the jury's still out on this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems fair. Let's move over to the right. What are we? So there's a conventional wisdom of saying that this is Nautica.
It's very pink. Could that be RC? If you look at the alt mode, that's very pink.
Yes, there was a rumor about Titans Return RC. So,
and it also looks like a pink version of Blur.
I hope that's RC, because it's way too light to be Nautica, which is what I was worried about.
I'm a little concerned about the wings that it looks like on the on the bot mode, but that could just be from the screen at the back.
I think maybe that might be the design behind it, because none of the Titans Deluxes have that much mass on their shoulders. So
we are looking about 3 pixels. So
if we're expecting a reuse of an existing mold, which the chest piece does look like it, then I would say we're not going to get that giant shoulder piece. I feel like it could well be an RC, but when did they do RC last? Hasbro did RC last in...
Was it the Generation?
Thrilling 30.
Thrilling 30. So it has been a couple of years. So it'll be 3 years since then.
Hmm. Yeah. I suppose an exclusive pack was more of a chance of it selling. And it was a bit hard.
I have no idea what you just said, because you just dropped out and you went all robot-y and sounded like a Dalek.
Oh, wonderful.
Take two.
I was saying it was a bit hard to get into RC for a while, so I don't know, hopefully most people can track her down for a good price.
They did just release the Autobot Heroes pack with her with a slightly more metallic paint, and she was also in the Combiner Hunters I mean, it's all just redoing of the same mold, but she was a headmaster in...
She was a headmaster in G1, wasn't she?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, she had Daniel as her headmaster.
Poor thing.
I don't know which one you were saying poor thing about. Like, it doesn't really sound like
definitely
poor thing. Either of them.
The merged version
is
just this bemoaned, twisted style.
And who are we looking? So who are we looking at on the right first?
One of the Autobot clones.
Yeah. So
yeah, people are saying Fastlane.
Yeah, there's thought that this will be Fastlane. Does he look like a repaint of anyone?
Not that I can tell. He looks short.
Are we looking at a Legends scale figure there? Or is it... Because, I mean...
He is pretty dinky.
I mean, that could work. You know, you got a Leader Voyager Deluxe and then this guy, and then Fastlane will be a Legends figure to go with it. But, given that these are all repaints, I'm not sure what he's a repaint of.
Unless it's a gasp new mold.
Does he look slightly like Brawn?
I don't know the transformation pattern of Bumblebee. I mean, with the wheel in the calf area, could be.
I mean, I suppose you could retool Bumblebee, maybe.
Maybe. What does Fastlane transform into? Is it a particular race car?
Future.
Cybertronian.
Generic space car
thing. A typically shoehorned model into a design idea of let's have two robots that look the same but turn into different things.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think whether there's any figure out there that actually matches that right now. I don't think there is.
No.
Yeah. He does look slightly more detailed than perhaps a... than all Legends are. So I don't know. It's hard to tell.
He does look a little bit bigger, but I mean, it's hard to say with how pixelated it is.
Yeah. Look, we're gonna find out about this week. But is that it for stuff that people have gotten out of this image? I can see a couple of figures off in the distance behind Trypticon over here.
I think this is all the new stuff we can see.
Yeah, I don't think we need to expect to get that much more out of that. But yeah, so there's going to be people on Hasbro's stand at Toy Fair, pretty much as we're recording. So like, I don't know, maybe towards the end of the show we might find something better on social. We'll see how we go. But for now, that's Hasbro's Toy Fair stuff. So I think we might move on. Does anyone have any last thoughts about the teased Hasbro image
of Trypticon and friends? No.
So as part of Toy Fair 2017, Hasbro has also held an investor event, which is showing off a number of things that are not necessarily on show there. So let's go for a quick look through. We've got this guy, which is the three-headed dragon that we've been looking at ever since we saw the first teaser poster for Transformers 5. With this character's head on it. And do we actually know what he is? Like I can see TFW's posted him as unnamed dragon beast, which there's thoughts that it's either going to be Predaking or Scourge, but I'm not sold on either of those actually. Anyone else have any thoughts?
I think someone in the group earlier said that they made out the writing on the box as Monstructor.
So, writing on the box.
If you go down to the next slide, you can see his box up the back. Just underneath the figure's arm.
You know what? I can totally see that too.
Does it say Monstructor?
I read that as Bone something, but it could be Monstructor.
I can certainly see the O and the N. I'm not entirely sure about other stuff. But that does make a little bit of sense if it is actually Monstructor, but also, it's kind of like the movie verse tends to do, where it takes a well known and established thing and just slaps its name on something that it feels like.
Yeah. So I don't think this is going to be a sort of a generations leader Voyager style toy. Because if you look on the box and on the product image you've got, he's got a handle sticking up from his back.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, with a little trigger on it. So I'm thinking, either you squeeze that and it'll either transform or whatever that central head's doing will shoot something or other.
So, Stop and Chomp. Grimlock.
Oh, no.
So, to be honest, I saw that and I actually thought it was just that the tail was flipped up.
That's what I thought as well. But, yeah, it does look more like a handle. Explains the boxiness, too.
It does, doesn't it?
Which means we can still hold out hope for a better version of this guy, whatever he is.
Let's have a look at what else we've got. There is, of course, being an investor event, a nice, pretty picture of everything that Hasbro is doing for Transformers the last night. What have we got left to right? We've got a terrible version of Optimus Prime, the voice masks for Bumblebee, which I believe is on sale now already. There's some little dudes. That looks like
those
a mini,
were.
They look
yeah,
like
those
a mini
were
Dinobot.
Throwing me off a bit. We've got the mini Dinobots and then sort of maybe RPM style things like we got for Revenge of the Fallen.
Maybe. I don't mind the little guys, but those do look particularly little. The mini Dinobots, we did talk about them last week. It's good to see an actual rendition of them in toy form. And there's something big behind them that I can't really make
could,
out.
Could
what
that
is.
Actually be the transformation of that Predaking come Scourge come Monstructor come Shattered Dreams come?
I wouldn't put it past that.
And it does look a little.
It's definitely got the same sort of colours.
And it's got like a sword, I think, in his right hand.
Yeah, it's still very blurry images, but I can see that.
Yeah.
Looks could like be another Knight of Cybertron.
I think it's possible, definitely. Yeah. It would actually make a weird amount of sense if another Knight of Cybertron is actually revealed in a similar sort of primal animal shape form like the Dinobots.
Mm.
Yeah.
Looks like to the left of him we've got new movie-verse Tiny Titans as well.
Yeah, okay. Well, that might be what those little guys are in the front, mightn't it?
I'm familiar with the name, but I have no idea what a Tiny Titan is.
Those little plastic little baggies that you get in the supermarket? Yeah. Not with little RID characters in them?
I just assumed they were like Lego Creo kind of things.
They're the same size, just with less paint.
They're sort of like a modern update on Robot Heroes that's not as good. Let's continue on to the right. There's the remote control Squeaks. Don't really have that much to say about him. And there's a few other characters that are, I don't know if they're that familiar or not. Is that a hound I see in the middle?
Yeah, it looks like a newer mold in just from what I can see.
And would that be
I think
is that Legends Crosshairs underneath?
Yes. Oh, that's exciting.
And would that be Megatron? Would that be Megatron just to the left again, like a Legends Megatron?
So. Yeah, and it looks like we've got in front of Hound a Voyager Megatron, and then behind Prime a leader version as well.
Mm.
Yeah, this Megatron design looks awesome.
We shall see. Is there something further on that? I don't know. Oh my god! I think this is the thing that made Kieran vomit in the pre-show.
Yeah. That. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. These look terrible.
Thank you. I feel validated.
Okay. So let's have a look here. So what we've got is this thing called AllSpark Tech. Now, first of all, we can see a picture on the left of Prime actually holding a cube which will probably be the AllSpark, I'm guessing. And it also looks like there's a line of figures that you can insert an AllSpark cube into. So it says the AllSpark cube knows which mode you are in and instantly recognizes any figure. So there must be some interactive element based on that. It might actually just be that you can play with that AllSpark version of Prime and any of the other figures. Like they'll have chips in them so that it might interact with them or say something different to them.
Look, this looks like something that kids will lose and invariably make the rest of the toy redundant until their parents buy them another one, which they won't be able to find in 6 months' time.
Probably not, but probably correct. However, it is rather larger than the head, which is, the classic thing that you always lose on those figures, the headmasters. Mm. But also, it looks like it pretty much should stay inside him.
Yeah.
Mm. So either way, those figures do look terrible.
It makes me, the whole interacting with different figures thing makes me think of a couple of years back, Hasbro did, those Titan Heroes figures?
Mm. Titan Heroes.
The Dalek is back.
The Dalek is back.
Wonderful. a couple of years back, Hasbro did those Titan Heroes figures for Age of Ultron?
No.
Like the big dumb soap bottle type figures?
Oh, okay.
They had this thing where you could press a button on one, and depending on if it was near a different figure, it would say something different. So, like, the figures would have conversations with each other.
But, I mean, like, Star Wars figures and stuff have been doing that for a while as well. So that's what I think this is going to be, because it recognizes the other figures, but I don't think you need to insert it into the other figures, because the other figures don't look like they actually can hold it within.
I think if they with slip-down chests like Prime there.
So you'd have to buy a figure that has the AllSpark cube, and then you get the other figures as well.
Yeah. I can just imagine kids like squeezing it in if it doesn't go in the right way, and then parents having to spend hours trying to jimmy it out if it's
maybe. I don't know. Let's not be too down on the idea. But yeah, we'll see. All right, I want to move on to. I desperately want to move on so that I can mock this consumer products slide, because we're all consumers and we all buy products. But these are the consumer products. First of all, there's this very stylish half and half cushion with Bumblebee and Prime, which I think really
very glittery.
It is, isn't it? It is. I think it actually goes to the sort of plot point of the movie being sort of Prime versus Bumblebee.
Yep, because every big budget movie is Civil War now.
Yeah, they always have to have the good guys fight, right?
Yeah.
Now, there is something else. If you look at the T-shirts and stuff in the background, I can see a T-shirt that has Squeaks, Prime, it looks like Prime and Bumblebee on it, with a hashtag of squad.
Squad goals.
Hey,
it probably says goals underneath, so it probably says squad goals.
Hmm. Maybe. Is that a meme that I should be aware of?
Yes, squad goals is. It's a thing. Trust me.
So there's also a couple of glimpses of Hot Rod on those shirts as well.
Yeah, we do, and there's also a sort of an evil looking Prime head there too, isn't there?
Look, to credit where credit is due, I actually think that is a pretty cool design.
Yeah.
That might be the best thing I say about The Last Night. But anything that I do say about it is with the knowledge that anything that they make is something I do not have to buy.
Mm-hmm. This is true. There is also a ride around Bumblebee, what appears to be a bike seat cover. I do not fancy the idea of riding to work on that.
it might be for kids' bikes. It looks a little short.
Well, I hope so. there's also backpacks, there's badges and stuff like that. So, like, all of that stuff that consumers like. So there's also, because it is an investor event, there's also this thing where companies put together PowerPoint presentations that include artwork from unnamed franchises. So this slide came up with this picture of this person on the right, and we don't know if this person's in Transformers or not. I actually wonder if is Power Rangers actually is Power
I think that's Rangers Playmates.
I wasn't sure if it was Hasbro or not, but someone said that this is actually a Magic the Gathering
thing. Yeah, I saw that as well, and I'd believe that given the level of detail.
Yeah, so we can see we are expecting in in Q2 this year, which is revenue. So this is the very interesting revenue phrasing thing. We are expecting Transformers The Last Night stuff to hit in the second quarter of this year. And so that means basically from April onwards, which I think the movie's coming out. Is the movie coming out May or June?
June.
Sorry. So April, May, June. So you have 3 months worth of merchandise and then the movie finally becomes available. And what else we got? There's also a footnote there saying, there's a note from TFW saying the Transformers Cinematic Universe plans will go ahead. So that's good. Okay. So we've got The Last Night coming out June 23rd, 2017. Next year, there's a standalone movie for the bot that can't speak, Bumblebee. And then the following year, there appears to be a spoiler in case you're wondering what's going to happen in The Last Night. It looks like Prime might not die. There'll be another movie on June 28th, 2019.
Also with Mutebot.
Mutebot, yeah. I hope he might actually have a voice by then. So Hasbro's also said there's immersive entertainment experiences, which this shot's actually pretty cool because if you look at this, you've got robots in disguise, Bumblebee, and you've actually got one of the old Marvel comics representations of Bumblebee in the background as well. Which I thought that's kind of cool. And then there's also Cinematic Universe Bumblebee as well. They're saying also that Transformers Rescue Bots will go on until 2019. And
glad to hear that.
Yeah. Although those kids who've literally grown up on Rescue Bots now will be super happy to know that that show that they liked when they were kids is still going. So what are we expecting to see here? From 2017, we're going to see Rescue Bots, Robots in Disguise, Combiner Force, and Titans Return. And confirmation, I think, that the Next Generation series is going to be Power of the Primes. That is coming in 2018. What is that in the middle?
I think
the Cybertron?
I think sort of the two ones on the right in the middle row and then the bottom right picture are just placeholders because they haven't figured out what they're doing.
Yeah, because if you look at on the left, it says core kids 6 to 10, and yeah, they've got the RID combiner bot or combiner force, and then yeah, like G1 style Prime in front of Cybertron, and then like a G1 who's who of the arc group shot. I don't know what relevance that would have to 6 to 10 year olds who have just graduated from Rescue Bots.
Yeah, look, maybe they are just placeholder images, and obviously there's some other Transformers Generations line for 2019 as well. We'll see what that ends up as. Now, is there anything that we can actually glean from the Power of the Primes picture there? Is that just our standard G2 Titans Return Prime, or is that actually a new design?
It looks just like a dynamically posed G1 Prime, maybe bigger shoulders.
Could they have a little bit more angular? Wasn't it like 12 months ago they accidentally used like a third party Devastator? Could they have used Stryker Manus here?
Probably not.
Well, so it does look very dynamic, though.
The answer almost. Is yes, they could have, but the answer is no, they didn't.
And probably made a very specific effort.
I bet it's probably Action Masters. Power of the Primes is Action Masters.
It probably is. Nobody cares about Rescue Bots, so we're just going to keep going. So Robots in Disguise is getting Combiner Force a year or 2 years after, no, a year and a half, let's say, after the rest of the mainline got sick of them. So we've got what seems to be a Bruticus and Team B now combines into one complete figure on the left. So
the B team.
I love Bruticus with sunglasses.
Literally, yes. So what do we think? Do we need combiners in Robots in Disguise?
From what we see of the toys, they are a lot simpler. So they look like Power Rangers Zords, you know?
Do you get the feeling that somewhere in Hasbro someone's just gone, I really want to do combiners as well, but I'm stuck on RID?
Look, I quite like the RID aesthetic.
I do too, but this is quite different from the normal RID aesthetic.
And I have seen the some of the core combiners, or what are they, crash combiners, and they are just all sorts of terrible. But I'd rather see Bruticus than the B crew there. It looks stable, and I don't know that there's a need for third party involvement when this bar's that low.
Maybe not.
And no upgrade kits.
There's an interesting note from TFW here saying that Transformers has actually tripled Transformers toy sales amongst the female demographic.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's good. And then they've shown some photos of girls getting into Transformers, so good. And, of course, here's the big guy, Trypticon again. We have seen him, and, God, it looks really nice. So there's and also a final reminder that there is a fan vote for power. So it does actually say Power of the Primes now. So it does actually link up the Power of the Primes is going to be something in 2018 for whoever wins this poll.
So they've gotten down to like the semi finalists, and I think the pick of a bunch that a lot of people are going for is the obvious Death Source.
Yeah, it might be cool. Yeah. Okay, so there's more branding partnerships going on with Transformers turning up in other places, and we're just going to scroll past that. More comics. Yep. So those are the main IDW comics at the moment. Now they're Lost Light, Optimus Prime, and Till All Are One, and we already knew that. And there's also the mainline games at the moment. There's Forged to Fight, which is on pre-order at the moment, and Transformers Earth Wars is currently out there. And there's something about expanding live events, although that's in China.
Yeah, half of this stuff is all China. That's what money is.
This is the expanding Chinese frontier. Yeah, have a look at this. Transformers gets so much better live stuff in China than it does in Australia or in America. And I think there was actually, I seem to recall there was actually a Transformers event in Nintendo's Splatoon last year as well.
I think they changed the colors to red and purple. You spray paint all of the Decepticon logos.
Typically, in a very sales and marketing fashion, it's just getting started. Yay.
Yeah. And Combiner Wars Devastators on the Titan's Return slot panel.
Yeah, I noticed that. I didn't want to call it out. Okay.
Look, there's a certain optimism of longevity if after 32 years they're only just getting started.
True. This is
like, we're just warming up. Like, you know, wait for the good stuff to start.
Oh, that's actually something that was there. So they've called out Combiner Wars from Machinima, but they didn't actually say anything about the Titans Return animation from that. So, yeah.
Maybe they've realized they just shouldn't do it.
If you look at this, there is that artwork with Trypticon and Fort Max.
Yes.
Although I think that might be a little bit different than the one we saw. It looked like some things... Yeah. I reckon some elements have been moved around in this one to make it...
Yeah, we couldn't see as much of Trypticon last time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're covering up Shickshot as well.
So, were they?
Yeah. So, it was... you see where Shickshot's just on Trypticon's shoulder. Pretty much that whole section was covered up.
Yeah. So, I certainly feel more tired for having read through the investor event. Let's move on, shall we?
Oh, yes, please.
We're into statue territory, which means it's nearly time to end the show. Prime One Studio has revealed a Nemesis Prime statue. Now, I believe Prime One Studio has an Optimus Prime statue already, don't they?
Yeah, I'm not sure when that's coming out, but this is just pretty much a straight up redeco.
That's exactly what I wanted to know, really. So, like, it looks impressive and all, but it's a nothing character, especially especially in G1.
Yeah, the thing with Nemesis Prime is that the Optimus Prime design translates so well in evil-looking colors. And it that can happen as well with the head, like the head design. That can look really vicious, but I think the issue with doing a Nemesis Prime here, giving him a really friendly and non-threatening head sculpt, which I just don't think gives it that evil impression that you need with a Nemesis Prime.
I know, I get what you're saying, but I actually feel like he's, I feel like his head sculpt is not necessarily friendly.
I mean, it doesn't look as threatening as like a traditional Optimus Prime sculpt. It's a lot less angular.
Mm.
Like it's more broken up and it doesn't have those it's a lot less defined than what you'd usually get.
Yeah, I think Prime 1 made a big deal about their statue being designed by their chief designer and being his own take on it, didn't they? Or was that 3A I was thinking of? It might be 3A, but this is obviously not a Generation 1 Prime as its base figure and then repainted. And I recall Prime 1 Studios, their Optimus Prime was just sort of like, well, it's clearly Optimus Prime, but it's not any of the Optimus Primes that we know. And so, you know, this also suffers the same. It sort of suffers from the same lack of, I don't know. No one's particularly invested in it, I think, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, basically.
It seems to be a very elongated head. I think that's what looks strange. Actually, that might be an angle.
It could be.
Trick of the camera.
So that shot there, I didn't think the head was particularly friendly, but that one, yeah, I see what you mean about that, Max.
Yeah, it's just... I think it's the gap in between the eyes and the faceplate, maybe. He doesn't usually have that void of space there. He's got some nice-looking weapon attachments. I'm doing that much. Especially the axe. The axe looks like actual refined metal. It's... very cool effect.
Mm. Yeah. Anyone going to buy this?
No.
I think I actually just heard crickets right on schedule.
I've got toys I need to buy. There's no room for statues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So you're not going to buy this guy either?
No. Alas and alack, no.
Imaginarium has... Imaginarium, is it? Yes. Imaginarium Art has revealed their Devastator statue, which for some strange reason doesn't really look much like Devastator when you look at his head, but obviously the body will be green and made of construction vehicles, so there'll be no guessing who the character represents, but that head sculpt is off.
I just don't know what they're going for. They've nailed pretty much everything else. They've got the look of the vehicles down pat, the silhouettes all there, like even just the pose, this sort of lumbering giant, now throw in that head sculpt, and it astounds me that they just got all the way there and then shuttle over it.
Kieran, no to statues.
Yeah, just when it comes to statues, just say no. I can certainly appreciate the detail, and it certainly looks dynamic. I've got no idea how big this is, but I imagine it would take up a fair whack of space.
It seems likely. Look, to be fair, we put that Movie Prime statue up for a look last week, and oh my goodness, it looked stunning. So, like, I'm not automatically going to say no to statues. I haven't ordered that one, but it does look great. So, but this one, no, I don't. It doesn't have a place on my shelf.
No, I mean all the ones that I've seen, and I'm just reading here. The company previously worked on G1 Soundwave, Rodimus Prime, and G1 Ultra Magnus, and I think they've all been amazing statues. And if you are a statue collector and you want to recreate those memories and that the detail and the dynamism, I think they're fantastic. But and from memory, aren't they like around $1,000 or something?
They often seem to be. especially for the large ones. Usually what ends up happening is when we see these things like renders like this, there's no price or release date given. So the company will expect some additional press when they announce those details later.
Hmm.
And on that note, let's move on to the next statue, which is Rodimus Prime, or Hot Rod, holding the Matrix. Another Imaginarium Art statue. That is it. This is the only picture that we have of him. So you can sort of see the back and the front there, but not really something.
It looks solid.
Yeah, it looks good. It's a good reference.
From what it's going to cost.
Yeah.
It appears there's some renders if you go further down in the forum. Amazing detail.
Mm, yes.
Not sure about those ears, though. It looks like just bolts screwed into the side of his head.
I think if you look at the G1 cartoon, I think that's probably what he looks like.
I think it's more of a little indents on them over the throwing me off.
They're a bit Cyberman-ish.
They look sort of like premium quality headphones. Don't particularly care for this. Does anyone?
No. Is that Galvatron's leg sitting on the ground behind him? I mean, not Galvatron's leg, Galvatron's arm?
No, I don't think so.
Possibly a part of Unicron?
I think I can see a hand here, so maybe there's like a Galvatron arm. I don't know.
Because it looked like some wires or something. I wouldn't be surprised if it was a bit of debris from Unicron or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, very true.
And we'll see more and not care anymore.
Yeah, I kind of don't care. I'm not fast. Imaginarium seems to be... Were they on all of them? There's Prime 1, then 3 Imaginarium statues. So they've got this Coronation Starscream figure, which, again, is slightly removed from his G1 appearance, but is also... is removed, but not a million miles away. So... I think the biggest departure here is actually how his wings have got missiles attached to them in his robot mode, and also this entire throne appears to be made out of missiles.
That is that's definitely the coolest aspect of this thing, having this throne there. I don't recall him ever having a throne made of missiles, but I don't really care. That looks fantastic.
I think if they're gonna do for me, if you're going to go spectacular, if you're going to really go all out, recreate the whole scene, like have Cyclonus landing, have Galvatron standing beside it, have the Constructicon,
the Constructicons have the horns.
And the coronation at the top with Astro Train. Yeah, go the whole catastrophe.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, I'd prefer having a scene of a whole bunch of little guys instead of just having one ultra detailed
big guy. Can I just point out, though, that what you're after is a diorama, not a statue?
Lots of little statues?
Yeah.
I don't think that's what Imaginarium is concerning themselves with. They just want to make this figure, they want to make this figure on his throne. So, yeah.
His ears are frying me off.
Yeah. Points for details, but he never got to rule. He never got to.
He never actually sat on the throne, I think, is what you're saying.
Indeed. All right. It looks like he's like casting, telling people what to do, casting orders. So
it's pretty much what he does. New acquisitions, which might be a very quick discussion, except for Max.
Does anyone else actually have anything?
I do.
I'm not seeing anything on the run sheet.
Yeah, I have some new acquisitions. Okay, Kieran has some acquisitions since he was never on the podcast before.
let me just go through several boxes that I have in storage. You've got a little while, don't you?
Let's start with Kieran. Maybe tell us what you've acquired recently, and maybe go through what's some of your favorite figures in your collection, or what's I know there is a particular character that you do collect. So maybe tell us a little bit about that.
So I collect Skywarps because I just really like the black and purple design. I just think it looks kick-ass and is a slightly easier way than collecting all of the Seeker, the three Seekers again and again and again, just to focus on one. And I'd seen so many people collecting Starscreams. I think that was my rationale at the time. And I think I had about three Skywarps from the Combiner Wars, and it just seemed to be a theme that popped up when I started recollecting again. So yeah, as much as possible, I try and get Skywarps. I've got about, I mean, I've even started getting some of the KOs and the oversized KOs.
That's certainly dedication. How do you know, do you have a count on how many Skywarps you have?
No, and unfortunately most of my collection is boxed up after my move, and remains boxed up. I think the ones I used to have on display, I had Creos, I had the only Bayverse that I have bought, but I'm about to get a Mech Tech off one of our members, a Mech Tech Skywarp, which I didn't know existed. I must be at about 20 different versions, and that includes things like, is it the Alternity? Is the Alternity?
Yes,
Skywarp.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's one of my favorites. A Nightmare to Transform. The hip flaps that pop off. I quite like that. And because I can't afford all the MPs out there, I've scooped up some of the KOs. Like the, is it the KBB that has the cape? The Coronation Skywarp? Because reasons?
Possibly. So yeah. Also, Sunstorm inexplicably comes with the Coronation cape as well. So, like, you know, sometimes Takara's done it as well. It's like, maybe we shouldn't do that.
Yeah, yeah. In terms of other recent acquisitions, I tend to be a Takara collector. And so I had a big box from... Oh, just knocked some things over. I had a big box from the resident crack dealer turn up the other day, and that included this bad boy.
Wow, nice.
Yay. So I've been waiting ages for him. I was very excited when Hasbro released their Power Master Prime, because that was the first Optimus I got when I was about 7 or 8, was the Power Master Prime. And he's one of the few original characters, or one of the few original figures that I have kept. But then I really hope that Takara would produce something a little bit closer to what I remembered, and they came up with the goods, Horrific Feet and all. I've taken the dive, and I've gotten God Bomber as well. Not that I didn't have that set when I was growing up, but I think it'll look better.
Cool.
Yeah. So I had most of the Takara Titan Returns turn up, and I'm kind of caught. You asked about the was it Quick Switch? I'm kind of hoping that a lot of those Japanese characters do come out with by Takara, but I relented recently and got the Wave 2, like Hot Rod and all that, the Hasbro versions.
I'm still waiting
pre-order.
For
that.
I ordered them very late, so
I got them on one of the re-release pre-orders that went up, you saw earlier my Master Made Triptychon. I more recently got the Apollo as well.
Wow, and look at that,
he is awesome.
Oh.
Lots of, I don't know if you can hear it, lots of ratchets. Very cool, very dynamic. Quite the beast. I shared some photos of him when I had time to play with him over Christmas on the group with these two bad boys fighting. And I'm really looking forward to this Scorponok arriving. I've had that on pre-order.
He's out the last few weeks, I think, isn't he?
He does. And I do have the Metroplex, which I got on one of my trips to Singapore, but unfortunately I forgot to mark him in whichever box I put him in storage. And he's sitting there with a whole heap of other boxed figures waiting to be loved and appreciated.
In stasis.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. But in terms of other things, I have actually recently gone on a bit of a shopping spree for Transformers t-shirts.
So, oh, wow. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Very
nice. I think I need to get some Transformers t-shirts. I went through a spree of doing one t-shirt a day sites and got a lot of Doctor Who ones a few years ago, but I think I need to do some more Transformers.
Yes. And it shall surprise no one, one of the ones I recently got, which is actually in the wash at the moment, is the Triptychon Godzilla.
Love that one.
Inspired. Yes, I think you've got that one. This is a favorite of mine because Perceptor, because I just like Perceptor. Yeah, a bit nerdy. I'm currently wearing a Grimlock Chinese Zodiac inspired one as well. So I've recently gotten about a half dozen of those.
Cool. Nice.
So just wearing my nerd badge loud and proud.
Excellent.
Yeah, keep myself single. Unfortunately, one of my biggest problems is I have so much stuff on pre-order. I very rarely ever get to love and appreciate the toys, and then they go into storage. So
yeah, I've sort of got that problem happening at the moment as well. I had some things turn up. I'll just go through mine. I had two things turn up this week. It was my Masterpiece Optimus Primal, which again I ordered very late because I sort of made a late decision that I was going to get the guy. So he turned up. I've had a brief look at him and just sort of put his box up on a shelf, and the Ocular Max version of Hoist Artifex. I do have Terrigus on order somewhere, so it should turn up at some point.
Have you had a chance to play with the Ocular Max? No,
still in a box.
Where did you order Terrigus from?
They're both coming from Premium. So I
saw a post the other day that Terrigus is starting to ship soon.
Yeah, so they've both been out for a while overseas, but I think Premium stock has only just arrived, and so I don't know if they've I think they've shipped some Terrigus out to people, some Terrigus out to people, but I haven't got mine yet, so we'll see what happens. That's me. Those are my new acquisitions anyway. So Max, you've got one particularly impressive one you want to look at.
Okay. Well, this isn't that, but I got that from the comic shop, the artist edition cover for Lost Light issue 2.
Oh, fantastic.
Which is very nice. It's got the Alex Milne line art. It's in sort of a nice cardboard cover and has less ads in it. So very happy with that. It's great.
Actually larger than usual issue as well? Is it the format?
The perspective?
Yeah, maybe.
It's just the form perspective. The card that they use for the artist edition cover is a bit thicker.
So,
very cool. Pleased to have this because if I can, I always try and get the variants. And then also finally got a chance to open it and have a good muck about with this guy, Mastermind Creations Carnifex, which is there. Not IDW Overlord, and I love him.
That looks pretty amazing. Oh, look, I was super impressed with Tarn, but like just the size of that, wow.
Dude, he doesn't fit in whatever those IKEA shelves are called. Like
the details.
He's too tall. They nail just about everything on him. Like the transformation can be a bit finicky at times. But after a few runs through, you learn like just these little tricks that you can do that makes it all work a lot better.
Are you thinking of getting the upgrade kit with the Power Masters and the different head?
Not really. I mean, Overlord, my experience of him is pretty much entirely IDW.
Fair enough.
Got no knowledge of a character other than that. Looking kit, but I prefer having him. As is with the missile pods in his chest is just a bit more accurate. They just nailed absolutely everything. He comes with the crap ton of accessories. You know, he's got this massive cannon, shield, two swords. He can wield any of them in whichever way. Alt modes are fantastic. Like he's got this really sleek jet that just looks like a flying knife. And then the tank mode is just this little violent potato. It's the most solid feeling thing. And then the combined mode as well. It feels like sort of like a space cruiser type thing. Articulation, detail. You're talking about clicky joints. Like, it's got all of this goodness going on. It's, yeah, absolutely nice. Perfect figure.
How much is he going for, like, to get him shipped over?
From what I'm seeing, he's about 300 on eBay.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Yeah, I paid, I think it was 200 for him from PC's early bird price.
I think,
that's the most you'd want to pay.
There's a reissue coming that I believe is coming from, I think Collector's Drift actually has him up for pre-order. And I think it's 230.
Yeah.
Look, that's on the steeper side, but for what you're getting, it's probably worth it. It's just such a good figure.
So is he supposed to fit in with Masterpiece or?
He's part of the reformatted, so he's sort of fits in with your IDW style figures.
Yeah.
But he's the equivalent of a Masterpiece. He's better than most MPs. Like, he feels better. It's such a well constructed thing. He's also got like one of the best head sculpts I've ever seen. Not sure how well it's going to show up, but he's got he's got those massive, overlord lips that he always has. Fantastic, like evil grin on his face, and he's got an alternate head where you can swap in the broken eye from the scene in Last Stand of the Wreckers. Which is what I've got him displayed with now, because that it just looks so, just so detailed and clean. Must have figure.
I'm definitely going to track me down one of them. I'm just not going to get one of the first run. I'm quite happy to wait for the second.
Yeah, it's worth the wait. You won't be disappointed.
All right. I think we're about done. Does anyone have anything else that's happening this week?
No.
Not really.
No. So, small production note, I will be overseas the next couple of weekends, so I might not be on at least one of the podcasts. I may be on another, depending on timing. But we'll see how we go.
Enjoy.
I intend to. So yeah, everyone, thank you for listening. We've been going for a good amount of time. I think it's about time to draw it to an end. Thank you. And the TCCA website is transformerscca.com. You'll find links to the Facebook group, the sales group, the YouTube channel, the Twitter page, and of course the podcast there. Please feel free to go over and leave a comment and give us a review on iTunes. And the link is on the website. So, yeah, thank you. And we will be back next week with more exciting Transformers news. I think I might need to work a little bit more on that line.
Exciting is a matter of opinion.
We'll be back with more news We'll be back with more news from the exciting world of Transformers next week. How exciting you find it is entirely up to you. And print.
Bravo.
Okay. See you later. And we'll be back next week.
See ya.
Thank you for downloading this latest episode of Off the Shelf, the voice of the Transformers Collectors Club Australia. For further information, check out Facebook, where we have our Off the Shelf page. Hit like, or even check out the Transformers Collectors Club Facebook group. Any and all feedback is more than welcome. You can send email to transformerscca@gmail.com or head on over to iTunes and leave us a review there. Also, Podbean have a review section where you can rate us, and that way we get out to more people. Till all are one.